Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is no person living in the United States should dishonor freedom and democracy by disparaging our national symbols, the American flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Star-Spangled Banner. Recently, a San Francisco 49er quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, refused to stand for our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. He claimed he was sitting to protest black oppression. He could have displayed this protest more effectively by some other positive means and not disrespect our national anthem. Here's a man who was adopted by white parents and receives millions of dollars, $11 million in 6 years, as a football player. The following game, he kneeled on one knee. Others have followed his unpatriotic example and have also refused to stand. Yes, we all have our First Amendment right to protest. However, there is no excuse to insult our national anthem, and that includes disparaging and refusing to honor our flag and Pledge of Allegiance. Recent riots had protesters at both political conventions burning our American flag. Why were these people burning our American flag, and why are some refusing to stand for our national anthem that so many patriots have fought and died to make our country great? Why? Because schools have moved away from Americanization. Many teachers and professors are not teaching the truth about American history. Patriotism is not being taught. Here's some history for Kaepernick and others. In the War of 1812, the United States took on the greatest naval power in the world, Great Britain. On September 13, 1814, Baltimore's Fort McHenry withstood 25 hours of bombardment by the British Navy. The following morning, the fort's soldiers hoisted an enormous American flag, a sight that inspired a man who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. That man was Francis Scott Key, who was on board a ship throughout the night, waiting for the dawn and hoping to see the American flag flying over the fort. Now, the flag represents the United States of America. Our Constitution provides us with the freedoms and tolerates insulting rude behaviors to our flag and our national anthem. But, you know, I would support a law which would protect our national symbols, the American flag, the Star-Spangled Banner, and the Pledge of Allegiance, especially a punishment or a consequence that is not pleasant if anyone disrespects or dishonors our national symbols. So hoist up those American flags, stand up for our Star-Spangled Banner and pledge, and demonstrate some patriotism. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.